Hi, in this video, we're going to talk about how to create an Azure Virtual Network. An Azure Virtual Network is a virtual private network that's created from a part of your on-premises IP address range and is purely a private network that you run in the cloud. You can deploy services in these virtual networks that can talk to each other and can talk to your premises using secure connections such as Azure VPN gateways and ExpressRoute. We're going to create a virtual network in Azure with a single subnet and a subnet to create your virtual network gateways. So let's get that process started. You can create your virtual network by clicking on the new icon and select Network as your area and Virtual Network as the service. We do have two deployment models, which are the Classic and the Resource Manager environment. I highly recommend you create virtual networks in the Resource Manager environment. For the sake of this video, we will be limiting ourselves to the Resource Manager environment. Once you pick the environment, you can start by providing a few pieces of information. First is a name that you want to use for your virtual network. Let's call it My Demo VNet. Once you specify the name, you have to specify the address range that you want to use for your virtual network. This could be a part of your on-premises environment, and it could be as small as a /28 or a /27 subnet, and it can be as large as a /8 subnet. For the sake of this demonstration, we are going to be using the 10.0.0.0/16 address space to create the virtual network in Azure. The address space for your virtual network is the superset of all the subnets that you create in Azure, so you can have many subnets that are part of the VNet address range. The subnets that you create must not overlap with one another. To get this process started, let's start by creating one subnet as an example. We're going to create a subnet called the front-end subnet. We can possibly deploy services that are internet-facing in this subnet. It's going to take the first /24 range. You can have a smaller subnet in this range as well. The smallest size that we support in the virtual network is a /29, which means that it can have up to 8 IP addresses at a location. This virtual network that we are creating needs to go into a subscription and a resource group. You can either create a new resource group by specifying the name or have it deployed in an existing resource group. I'm going to be deploying this in an existing resource group that I already have for the sake of this demo. Once you have selected all the options, you can hit the Create tab, and it's going to start the deployment process. It's going to take a couple of minutes for the virtual network to be created. Okay, the virtual network has been successfully created, and we can view the virtual network by clicking on the All Resources tab. You'll be able to see My Demo VNet up here. Selecting that lists the properties of the virtual network. We do not yet have virtual machines or services deployed in the virtual network. That's perfectly fine for the time being. You can actually add and change the address space by clicking on the Address Space tab. You can add another range if you wanted to for your virtual network, or you can go and add additional subnets. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be enabling cross-premises connectivity for this virtual network, for which we will need a virtual network gateway. This has to go into a special subnet called the VPN Gateway Subnet. So let's create a gateway subnet for your virtual network. Once you specify the virtual network name, it automatically picks an address range. All I need is a /28 or /27 subnet for my gateway. I'm going to say OK. This actually facilitates the addition of another subnet into my virtual network. It takes a couple of minutes, and once this process has succeeded, you have a gateway subnet that has been successfully completed in your virtual network. I hope this video helped you create a virtual network and showed you how to create a gateway subnet within your virtual network. Please review the videos on how to create a VPN gateway for your virtual networks and how you can have them connected to your premises using site-to-site VPN or using ExpressRoute. I hope you enjoyed this video. Thank you.